back here live on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation. I just got to find out. Someone's got to tell me what number show are we on here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah as we get ready to count up to our 16-year anniversary. I guess I have to start talking about that because that's going to be in May, end of May into June. So we are really getting ready for our 16-year anniversary celebration. Wonder what we're going to be doing for all of that. Can't believe that much time has gone on here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, but we're grateful for all of you and really proud to be connecting with each one of you. Love your questions tonight, and we're going to have some insight coming up in just a minute from our dear friend Stacy Holler, and she's going to be sharing with us what is going to be happening in the astrological clock that's going on here. And as we tune in to Stacy, we also want you to all keep in mind that we are looking for your comments on Facebook and your comments on YouTube. And, of course, we're going to continue to answer your questions. So don't hesitate to call in at 866-972-7247 because there we're going to be answering your calls as well. So we're going to take a call from Stacy, who is in sunny South Florida. Stacy, how are you doing?
I am very happy to be down in Florida, and the sun feels great, Sarah, I have to say.
Doesn't it feel great? Good to have you here, and we're glad you're enjoying this beautiful energy of South Florida, please. I am so excited that you are here with us, and we really wish you could have been in the studio, but we know you just landed and you're just getting settled, so we appreciate that. What is it that you're seeing here for us in this astrology world?
There's a lot going on this month that we really want to talk about. I know, and it's always so interesting to me when I listen to your opening and really you're talking astrology. Because one of the things that just went retrograde, Venus just went retrograde on the 1st, a few days ago. And in your opening, talking about time to reconsider love, rethink about love relationships. I'm like, yep, she's talking about the Venus retrograde. So that is kicking off our month. Now, we always hear retrogrades, and we all know about the Mercury retrograde, and that's going to kick in on the 15th. So I wanted to share a little bit with everybody what the differences are and what to look out for. And then we kicked off eclipse season this month.
I know.
So on the 14th, and you know what that means, and I always say they're like the full moons and the new moons on steroids. They're supercharged.
They kick it up
much more intensely. So we'll talk about the full moon on the 14th, which is in Virgo. It is a lunar eclipse. And then we want to talk about the solar eclipse and the super new moon in Aries on the 28th. You know, when we look at monthly horoscopes, that's really what we like to focus on because it's the energies of the full moons and the new moons during the month that guide us and make us look in certain areas in our life. So we'll dig in a little bit to those. But I know people are probably wondering, what is a Venus retrograde, right?
I know, but it's just jam-packed with a whole bunch of stories. So what is the story on the Venus retrograde, Stacy?
And the reason I do bring it up is because as astrologers, and I get calls very often when people want to know, when's a good time to start a new job? What is a great date to get married? That's a very common question. And people always think about the Mercury retrograde, and that is a time where you don't want to start, if you don't have to, a new job, a new contract moving forward. But the Venus retrograde is really what you want to pay attention to. That's not a time to start a new relationship or to plan a wedding and get married. It is a time to reevaluate, to slow down. Things could get delayed or things could change. You might meet somebody new in a Venus retrograde, but it doesn't turn into love until maybe after the retrograde. So it is a time that you want to reevaluate. That's what the retrogrades mean. And even in Mercury, I know you were talking to some folks tonight about looking for new work and new jobs. It's during the retrograde that is a great time to consider them. And it's also a great time to look back. You know, in a Venus retrograde, you might have an old lover pop up and a Mercury retrograde, an old boss might pop up and offer you a job. So it's a great time to do things that come from the past, but not to start new things. So,
but also, Stacey, let's just look at this one thing, though, because sometimes in a Venus retrograde energy, isn't it possible if you do a new love does pop up and you do connect with them, they could also be a past life love or something very karmic that you have to work through? Is that also part of a Venus retrograde?
Yes, absolutely. But they're there to work through old karma then. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to move forward with them. Maybe you just have to clean up some old business.
Right.
Or figure that out. And that's why, that's when they should go into your past lives class, Sarah, so they could figure out who those people are and what they're supposed to be dealing with, quite frankly. But yes, so in a retrograde, it is the things that you need to take a look at and to pause. And the same thing in a Mercury retrograde, things might come up from the past too. And they're coming back for a reason. But that doesn't necessarily, the reason may be for you to finally come to a conclusion about that or a decision about that. And when people start a new job, possibly during a Mercury retrograde, it just doesn't mean it's not going to work out, but it might change. So it made me think of what you were talking about earlier, Sarah, earlier in your career where you took a job that you weren't sure it was going to be your lifelong, but a month or two later started to turn into something wonderful.
Right.
Or different, or change direction. And that could happen during a Mercury retrograde, too. So things all do happen for a reason. But in retrogrades, pretty much for this month, and, you know, retrogrades have a few weeks shadow afterwards, where we're still feeling that energy, it's more of a time to slow down, take a look, and reevaluate. Now, you mentioned karma. We're going to talk about that because that's the karmic lessons for us also come up in this lunar eclipse, this full moon in Virgo on the 14th. That's in a full moon is when we get some transformation, new information comes to light. Many times it is about karmic lessons. And then on the solar eclipse, the new moon in Aries on the 28th, that's also unexpected opportunities may come up, but it's more of a new beginning time. The full moon is more of an endings time that really clears the air for new beginnings that can happen a few weeks later during a full moon. A new moon. So we're going to take a look for everybody in your signs and see where the full moon is affecting you and where the new moon is affecting you. Keep in mind, though, that we are through a retrograde, so it's a time for thoughtfulness, listening to your gut. And when the surprises come up to you, and we'll talk about what areas in your life, it's really for you to make a move, clear the air, so you're able to move forward. So pay attention to your rising sign, if you know it, as well as your sun sign. And should we rock around the clock, Sarah?
Let's rock around the astrological clock and see what's ticking and what moon is shining and what Venus is retrograde and what Mercury is retrograde and what the heck's going to happen to all of us in each sign? I'd love to know what we can look forward to and what we might want to make a note of and just be aware of as we're going through it. So, Stacey, take us around the clock.
All right. And let's focus on what areas are going to be highlighted for us. So, we always start with the first sign, Aries. The full moon is in Virgo in your sixth house. So, in this full moon, your focus is on health. Time to make that doctor's appointment. What do you have to pay attention to? It's also about work. Do you need to change work? Maybe you'll get a surprise at work, a new boss, a reorg. So look for something shaking a little bit in your house of work and health where you need to pay attention. And the new moon for you, the solar eclipse, it's in the first house, your personal identity. Maybe you're going to get finally dye your hair that new color or change your appearance or figure out this is the person I am and I'm going to step into it now and show it to the world. Now, Taurus, the full moon for you is in the fifth house. That's your house of romance. That's your house of talents. So time to get out there. Maybe you'll get highlighted for something you really haven't put out there yet that you should. Or in romance, you might meet someone new. It's also the house of children. And also because of the combination with the retrograde Taurus, you might see an old flame coming back into your life. Now, the new moon for you is in your 12th house. That's inner healing. That's looking within. So if you really need to move on and have a release on this full moon, go to someone who can help you, a counselor, a holistic advisor, someone that could help you heal. Now, Gemini, this full moon is in your fourth house. That's home and family. So are you looking to make changes in your home? Are you thinking about fixing something up or maybe a move? You're not going to do anything till after the Mercury retrograde, but you might be thinking of changes going on in your family life, too. Now, the new moon for you is in your house of friends and groups. Maybe it's a time you're going to figure out who do you want to be with and who do you not want to be with. What groups do you want to be aligning to? And if the people around you aren't giving you what you need, then it's time to make a change. Now, Cancer, this full moon for you is in your house of communication, in your neighborhood, your siblings, your writing projects. Maybe a project you've been working on will take off. You too could reach out to past connections, and there's a lot to be found in your own neighborhood. And your new moon for you, Cancer, that's in your career house. So that is envisioning where do you want to move in your career. It could be a breakthrough time, maybe about a new job, maybe a new business opportunity comes in your way, but there's a change in your career path with this new moon. Leo, the full moon coming up, that's in your house of money and values. Time to get clarity. Put your money in order. Redo your budget. I know it's tax time, so get you everything in order for you. And it could bring you some new money opportunities. Now, the new moon for you is in the ninth house, out in the world, traveling, studying. So maybe it is time on that day you'll have an epiphany and an opportunity to plan a new trip. Or maybe you're going to go to a class, or maybe you were studying something a while ago and you want to pick that up again and you're going to return to school or teach something. And it's also the house of publishing and media. So if you've been thinking about getting that blog going, get it going. Now, Virgo, this full moon, it's in your sign and it's in the first house, which means it's all about you. It's fresh starts for you. Time for you to move forward, break free from whatever has been holding you back. And your new moon is in your house of shared resources, money that could come in from other sources. So it's a good time for you to pay off your debt and clear the slate. And you may get money in from some new opportunities that are your normal way of money making. It's also about close intimate relationships, so you also might be thinking, should I stay or should I go? Now, Libra. The full moon for you is in your house of healing, in your spiritual house. So you too, at this full moon, seek help if you need it with a healer or a counselor or a coach. You could get good help now to heal what you need to heal on a very spiritual level. Your new moon, well, that's in your committed relationships house. So you too might be thinking, this full moon might help you decide, am I in this relationship or do I need to go? Are we ready to take it to the next step? Are you ready to sign on a contract with a new business manager? Wait till the retrograde is over, but you might be making some of those decisions. So you're deciding who do you want to be with on a really committed basis. Now, Scorpio, your full moon, that's in your house of friends and groups. So time to clear up some issues or dramas you might have in that connection. Maybe you'll learn some surprise info that might change who you want to be connected to, or you may be connecting to old friends that pop back. And your new moon, that's in your house of health and work. It's even the house of pets, so you might decide it's time to have an additional pet in your home. But it's time to address your bad habits and get a clean slate and prioritize what you need to do with your routines and your health. Sagittarians, the full moon, that's in your house of career, so you might get some surprises about your career on this full moon. Could be a job offer, a promotion, maybe a new opportunity coming your way. Remember, wait till the end of the retrograde to start, but it could be when you find out about what your next step might be. And the new moon for you is in your house of talents and romance. Maybe this new moon will bring you some recognition for your talents. you too might get people from the past appear, especially with the Venus in retrograde and the new moon in your house of romance. But fire up your talents. Get out there. Now, Capricorn, this full moon, this is a time for you to think about traveling and studying. Maybe, and big travel, like maybe an opportunity to go abroad. I'd recommend going to a place you've been to before, or else wait till after the Mercury retrograde. But new studies, going back to school, publishing is also highlighted for you. Now, the new moon, Capricorn, that's in home and family. So you might be thinking of finally doing that renovation or relocating or rebooting something in a family relationship and finally clearing the air so you can move forward. Aquarius, the full moon for you, that's in your house of finances, shared resources. Maybe you can get some clarity there. You might have some new money coming in for you. And you're going to be looking at your intimate relationships. Is it time to kick this up a notch, or is it time to commit, or is it time to release it? The new moon for you is in your house of communications, writing, media, new opportunities to collaborate, new projects for you, Aquarians. And you might find those opportunities right in your neighborhood. And it's also the house of your siblings. So maybe you'll partner up with a brother or a sister on some new project. And Pisces for you, and happy birthday, all my Pisces friends. The full moon is in your seventh house, committed relationships. So it could bring a change in your love life or with business partners, maybe head in a new direction. You might also meet someone new, or an old lover reappears back into your life. But it's your season, Pisces, to really start planning what you want for the future. And the new moon for you is in your house of money, so you might have some new financial opportunities or time to redo that budget and really stick to it. Or some new money might come in or a new job opportunity, but think out of the box. So it's a time this month for many of us to reflect, pay attention to the areas for each of you that we talked about, because that's where you're being called to this month to make some changes or break old habits. And you have an opportunity to set things on a new course. But it is a time to plan. So don't let all these energies make you crazy. The world is a difficult place at the moment. We have many powerful energies calling our country, calling society. People are experiencing that. But stick to your own truth, because the lessons you need to learn, as Sarah was talking about earlier, are coming to you to address, so you can evolve to a better place. Would you agree, Sarah?
I do agree. And I do feel that this is a year of, you know, people really coming to an understanding as to who they are and what their mission is, what they're meant to do in our lifetime. And it's a pivotal time for us all to up-level our spiritual connection and to be in alignment with compassion, light, love, truth. And as the planet goes through a major metamorphosis, we have to be willing to change, you know, just as my song says in the beginning of the show, the world is changing now, and it is changing, mm-hmm. and there's nothing we can do to stop that from happening. We have to just allow things to change and for us to stand our ground in what we know is our truth, trust that the universe will change around us and force some changes on us, but there's some things that we cannot change inherently who we are, because we have come to live in this lifetime for a reason that is a part of a divine plan, and we know our mission deep down inside.
And I hear here, there's a lot of the energy now with Neptune that is very confusing to people, and it's murky, and we see deception, and we don't know what the truth is, and all those energies are in the air. You know, Neptune's moving into Aries on the 30th, and the message is, we all know our inner truth, and that's what we need to guide us.
Yes.
And your gut and your intuition and your spirituality, that will always guide you in the right direction. And it's almost like the universe is forcing us to do that by giving us all this nebulous things flying around where we really don't have clarity, because only the real clarity is what's already inside of us.
Yes. And, you know, they say to thine own self be true. So I really want people to be true to themselves and know that the truth will come out in all areas of our lives. Well, Stacy, we're really glad that you get to enjoy some fun in the sun here in sunny South Florida, and we're really glad to have you joining us for our 759th live show, because I remember talking to you back in 2009 and saying, hey, Stacy, guess what? I just got given a radio show. So here we are all these years later, not just talking about it, not just me saying, hey, you should join me on air sometime, and you saying, no, no, no. Here we are finally doing it and really getting to help humanity. And I greatly appreciate your contribution here to us on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. And I really look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
I cannot wait to. And thank you for being so welcoming in Florida. I will get to the studio at some point so I could wave to everybody.
Okay.
And I love being on this journey with you. So thank you.
Thank you, honey. God bless you. And we'll be rocking around the clock next month. Let's see what happens in April. But for now, we've got quite enough to handle here with the eclipses and the retrogrades in the month of March. So everyone just fasten your seatbelt. And if your car ends up going in reverse, don't worry. It's all part of the plan. Stacy, for now, we bid you farewell. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.